We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and again, we're taking phone calls here today, 785-537-1350. You have a question for Sarah Darnell or Catherine Fokey here. We're talking Riley County business here today, and I'm going to chat here with Catherine about some recent things that have been going on in the commission. And this time of year, there's a lot of changeover here. We have retirements at the end of the year and new hires, and I imagine you've got a lot of new faces coming into the county.
Well, we do, and we've got quite a few new department heads this year. In fact, we started out with a new public works administrator, John Ellerman, and we just hired an assistant to him as an engineer. We also, we hired a new IT director. Kevin Hauser left us, so we have Corey Meyer now, who's our new IT director. He was already in our IT department. We have a new museum director with the passing of Cheryl. And we do have a new PIO on board. So that's new. So it's just a lot of new people, a lot of changes.
And so Alana is the new director. Is she permanent now? I couldn't remember.
Yes. Okay. Yes, she is permanent. She is on maternity leave right now.
Right.
So she had a beautiful baby girl.
She sure did. She's one of the most bubbly people we know here. We're so happy to call her a friend to the radio show. She's supposed to be on next Monday. I think we're going to get someone else to fill in for her next week. She actually emailed me yesterday saying she forgot about this. Like, you have more on your plate right now. Don't worry about it.
Well, she's a first-time mother, so she's probably, it's hard. It takes a while to get used to that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, that's such good news. And, of course, the new PIO, Vivian, we've been talking about her, and a very familiar face to all of us here in the community, so that's good to see. Well, as far as job openings right now, I know a lot of places are still struggling to hire. Do you have a lot of job openings in Riley County?
Well, it's always a struggle, especially in this economy. And a lot of people are really struggling in the private sector to get employees. We have very stable positions and good benefits, and it attracts a lot of people. You know, it's more of a family type of environment. We have a lot of different openings that come up at various times with retirements and people moving on. We've had quite a bit of turnover in the health department, but we've always been able to, fill those positions pretty quickly. We have a clinic director position that's open over at the health department. So, and some things are changing in that respect.
Of course, the big one here that's coming up is the, and you're on the law board, is that you'll need a new director for the police department here pretty soon.
Right. Yes, he's decided to retire, and he's going to be continuing till the end of February. So we're starting that whole process.
And I guess really, Riley County and the city, they split the responsibilities. It's the city's responsibility to, I don't recall how this works. Riley County handles facilities, and is it the city that handles personnel? I don't remember. I hate to put you on the spot.
Well, it's a combination. The law board handles the personnel and all the oversight of the RCPD. The law board, we take direction from the director.
Right.
So the city right now has, we rotate between the city and the county as far as appointees and as far as the commissioners go. Right now there are two Riley County commissioners on the law board and one city commissioner. Not this coming year, but the year after. They're two-year appointments. Then it will switch, and there'll be two city commissioners and one county commissioner. And then we have at-large positions.
All right. So. And the reason I bring up the director position, there is a special law board meeting that I don't know if a lot of folks are aware of, but it's happening this Thursday at 5:30. Mm-hmm. And from what I know, it's just going to be a bunch of executive sessions.
Probably, yes.
And this is just kind of maybe to start the process, as far as I understand.
Right, and we've had a lot of preliminary work done. We've had where we were all giving a thumb drive, which gave us all the interviews of a lot of different directors in the past. And so we've been reviewing that and, you know, talking to various people about the position. So
this is probably,
we haven't advertised it yet.
Right. Okay. So this is probably an interesting process. You haven't been through one of these yet.
No.
This is only the second time I've been through the process. I came on right about the time he was hired. So well, that'll be interesting to follow.
It is. And we do have, you know, possible internal candidates as well. But we will be publishing it nationally.
Okay. Of course, the one of the big positions that changed this year was the emergency management position, because we had Pat Collins retired at the end of last year, and his position's been split up. I've had a chance to meet one of one, if not both, of the new fire chiefs, or John Martins, and what a nice guy he is.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, usually it's Russell Stuckey that comes in and talks to us and reports. So the other two really fill in, and they do a lot of things that we don't even see that much. So, but they're all good. It's a big job. And I'm glad we have really good qualified people that are there.
Are you finding that having that his duties split is maybe a little more efficient here for the county?
Yes, I think so. And Pat did a great job, but he wore a lot of hats. So.
Yeah, big shoes to fill,
big
no
shoes.
Doubt.
Yes.
All right. Well, again, Catherine Foki joining us here on In Focus, and Sarah Darnell as well. Again, great information in the previous segment about the Riley County Protective Home Program. If you missed any of that, we'll have it archived here shortly at newsradiokman.com. I think we're going to go ahead and take our next break and continue In Focus in a moment with Catherine here on KMAN.